to 45. Together again, Jesse thought as he looked at Candace Pennington sitting across his conference table from Bo Marino. Chuck Pennington was there with Candace and Joe Marino was there with Bo. He threatened Candace, Chuck Pennington said quietly. He told her if she testified against him, he'd kill her. And if he had to, he'd kill Feeney, too. The hell he did, Joe Marino said. He told her anything, it was she should stop lying about him. Anyone else hear the threat, Candace? Jesse said. No, but he said it. Liar, Bo said. See, nobody heard him, Joe Marino said. Just his word against hers. Don't force me to make that choice, Jesse said. What's that mean, Marino said. It means that I have found Bo to be a chronic liar and a bad creep. See that? They're all out to get me. I didn't do nothing to the bitch. Chuck Pennington stood up quite suddenly. He showed no change of expression as he reached across the table and yanked Bo Marino out of his chair, dragged him headfirst over the table. Hey, Joe Marino said and stood up. Chuck Pennington punched Bo twice in the face with his left hand. His father grabbed Chuck from behind and wrestled him away from Bo. Pennington shrugged Marino off, then turned and hit him a right hook that set Marino back on his heels and another one that knocked him down. Jesse put a hand softly on Candace's shoulder, otherwise he did nothing. Bo floundered across the tabletop, his nose bleeding. He was a big kid, a weightlifter, and a football player, but he looked like neither, with the blood running down his face and tears welling in his eyes. He swung wildly at Chuck Pennington, who tucked his chin inside his left shoulder and let the punch slide off his arms. Then he hit Bo with a straight left and a right cross, and Bo sat down hard on the floor. Bo's father was scrambling to his feet. Arrest him! Joe Marino screamed at Jesse. You saw it? I want the son of a bitch arrested for assault. Assault? Jesse said. You seen him, Marino shouted. Sit down, Mr. Pennington, Jesse said, and I promise you they won't assault you again. Wait a minute, Marino said. You were sitting right here. Pennington sat down. He still had no expression on his face, but he was breathing a little harder. He didn't look at his daughter, who stared at him with her mouth open. And I saw you and your son insult Candace Pennington and assault her father, Jesse said. You see it any different? That's the way I see it, Chuck Pennington said. Me too, Candace said. Her small voice was startling in the big room. He punched my kid for no reason, Marino said. Bo had gotten to his feet and was holding a paper napkin against his bloody nose. He was crying. I think there was a reason, Mr. Marino, Jesse said.